Ready either. Just
three,
a sec.
Two, no. One. Episode 103 over at Ford in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Well, EB time has started.
Yeah, EB time.
Hammer time.
Pacific EB time. No more switching.
Okay, do you think he's going to change his mind? Do you think the NDP, first of all, does the NDP have the, don't they have to pass a bill?
No, it's already, well, it was already passed.
They'd
already.
No, but I thought there was a threshold.
They already.
A trigger.
I was going to say, they already decided that when the West Coast of the U.S. changed, they would change with it.
Yeah, but they didn't change, so the trigger hasn't happened.
They didn't change, so he's like got tired of waiting for them, and I applaud him for that.
And you don't applaud him for what? I mean, I applaud him for not waiting. Who cares about
I didn't even think about a downside for not. No, I'm happy that he didn't wait.
I love my American friends, don't get me wrong.
I'm glad we're just doing it.
Just do it.
To me, this has very little to do with America. I mean, I appreciate wanting to keep things coordinated for the economic zone. That kind of makes sense. But on the other hand, it's kind of no big deal, like an hour.
Yeah, but they had the people did you listen to the CBC program where they said?
No.
So Stephen Quinn had some person, time doctor or something, and researcher, and apparently standard time as opposed to, we're going to keep summertime.
Yes.
Currently in summertime.
That's right.
So the new EB time zone is permanent, 365 days a year, summertime.
Yep.
So keeping the daylight time.
Offset an hour from the actual noon.
Yeah.
When the sun is highest.
UTC minus...
Eight.
Seven.
Seven is what we're in.
Minus eight now, aren't we? And we'll be in minus seven now because we've jumped forward. No, that's right. It's minus seven now. UTC minus seven forever.
Yes.
So this researcher, and I don't even remember their specialty, said that if we had kept standard time, we would have less accidents. Keeping time, we'll have less accidents, but keeping standard time, yep, as opposed to keep it summertime, would have less access. Keeping standard time corresponds to our circadian rhythm, our daily rhythms.
I hadn't heard the person you're talking to, but last year when it first came up, or the year before, when they talked about being permanently on daylight time, I read the opposing thing saying, yes, we should be on standard time because it fits more naturally with our cycles. And I would prefer to be on standard time, but honestly, as long as I don't have to switch,
yeah,
I'm like, just pick one. I'm not going to bike shed this.
Well, I think the guy did say that not switching is overall still a benefit.
Yeah.
I think it was a guy. I don't think it was a gal. Well, look, this guy's got this, he got a trunk on there? Treehouse.
It's a fancy camper that looks like a treehouse. All wood. Sorry, this is what's happening in front of the thing.
I mean, like, are Washington State, Oregon, and what's on?
Just one of your jackets?
It is my jacket.
What's part of Cascadia? British Columbia, Washington State, Oregon.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is there another state there?
No.
Montana?
But we do a lot of business with California.
California.
So there's the economic zone, and then there's... there's the Cascadia, which I think is just
gonna,
Oregon.
Is this going to like spark a chain reaction where they switch? I doubt California will switch.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see in the states because the states.
What happened in Washington State?
States don't really know that we exist.
I could see it happening in Washington State,
but
Oregon, not California.
We certainly have started the discussion in Canada. I mean, when I start seeing things in some of the national related publications I read about it, it seems like we have sparked a broader conversation.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean,
we've also increased work items on every date time library in the software world.
Well, that is the scary part, right? Like, there's that very classic XKCD one about the very hard problem. It's like, yeah, no problem. Now I want you to work on time zones. No, that's impossible. Like, I feel that so much.
The
worst experiences I've had are trying to deal with time zone issues and
Windows,
time
as far as I know. What you should do is not write your own date time thing.
No, exactly.
You should use the operating system's date time thing.
Concur 100%.
Because they have no choice. They have to change it.
Well, to get your absolute time, but if you're dealing with displays like events, that go across like multiple time zones? Like what time zone do you display it? The person's local time zone, the time zone the actual event is happening in?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's a virtual event and it's not physically located, then
I think UTC for everything with an optional where the user has to enter the time zone if they'd like to display it differently.
Except people like me have a hard time traveling. Like,
I know.
I have a hard time using the 24-hour clock.
I do too.
Like 1600, I still have to do the math. It doesn't instantly mean the same thing as what is 1600? That's 4 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just modulo 12. But yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I have the same difficulty.
It's just the way my brain works. I still have problems with numbers for months. Like I have to like count to know what 4 is. Like what month is 4? January, February, March, April.
Same.
And I still get them all screwed up.
I recorded 4 videos at Cypress cross country skiing and it was February and I said it was January.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have done that so often.
And I've been typing, I date things. Like I do everything at work with, you know, YYY-MM-DD. And I have been typing 2025 for the last 3 months.
Oh, well, that's...
So now I have to go back and change all those to 2026.
To me, that's kind of a different thing. But the way that the months are represented, I hate it. It's like when you don't have the year first. I mean, when the year's first, you always know it's going to go month day. But there's that whole English... Well, mostly.
Mostly.
There's that whole English, British, or American thing with like month, day, or...
I think it's mostly American
day, month,
and Canadian
and,
where we do
day, month. And it's like, why do we do that? Like,
because we're idiots.
Two-digit date is unambiguous. Like, or I should say two-numeric date is unambiguous. Like,
I know.
That's far more important than some stupid... And it's computers. Give me the choice. Like... Okay, if you're writing it down and you want it, and you had like tiny columns and paper was expensive, sure, but it's a computer. All I need is like my preference is, and it's problem solved. But not too many places do that.
Well, before the age of software abundance, and I don't know if we're in the age of software abundance with LLM enabled software development, you know, it would be hard to offer people options because you have to write extra tests and you have to write extra things.
But to loop back to your first question, do I think it's going to be forever? I don't think it's going to...
Well, could we undo it?
Sure we can. We can undo it.
No, I know we can undo it, but will we undo it? Sorry, that was the wrong question.
I think there's a small, non-negligible chance that after we've experienced this for a couple of years, they might want to move back to standard time.
Or we might say, hey, but we're just going to do standard time, not summer time.
I don't see us going back to switching every year. I don't think people would stand for that. But I think there could be, once people actually go through the experience of living through, like, daylight savings time through the whole winter,
yeah,
I think there could be a push to say, no, we think we should switch it around.
Yeah, but then, given the inertia, having gone through this painful shift, it'll take even more time.
Is it
going to
be that painful? I'm not sure it's going to be that painful. We'll see.
I don't think it's...
The only pain is going to be when we're an hour offset, really.
Yeah,
and
from... Like, just cross the border in Seattle an hour ahead.
Only going to be for a small number of people.
Sorry, an hour behind because they fall back and we don't.
A small number of people doing business in the States, right?
Right.
Which is how many people. So we'll see where the majority lands on it.
It's a lot of people. There's a lot of truckers. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of tourism. Well, there used to be a lot of tourism.
I don't, truckers deal with that all the time.
Yeah, I know. I know. They can deal. Truckers are pretty smart people, actually.
Yeah.
They're pretty actually savvy.
I don't think that'll be an issue.
They actually know what they're doing, and they have to confront dangers and a whole bunch of things that are kind of horrific, if you think about it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Crazy situations.
Not as bad as being a healthcare professional, but you see car accidents, you got to be prepared for anything.
Truck fires?
Holy truck smokes. Fires,
you
everything.
You never know.
Truck accidents, car accidents. Yeah. Yeah, remember Ryan Dempsey from the Drupal community?
Oh, I do.
He's a truck driver.
Yeah,
he's tell me.
You know, I just saw a post of his on Facebook. He's driving an Aquabus now.
He's what? He's driving Aquabus?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Well, we have digressed off daylight savings time.
Not the C-Bus.
No, the Aquabus.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
I could see him totally doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's friendly, smart. I didn't know he was this... I thought he was a lad lover. I don't know, okay. Obviously has a voting certification of some sort. But yeah, so I feel like time zone changes happen multiple throughout the world. So I would say at least five, through political realignments and through things like what British Columbia did. So I think time zone maintainers, most of which are paid, whom are not paid enough, have a process for this, which makes it less painful, but it's still painful. Even in the age of LLM, you have to write more, you have to LLM to write more tests.
That might be the only downside.
Like, on November the 1st, check that it's still the same time.
People on their Windows 10 computers that aren't getting updates anymore will have to go to manual time.
And is there an official BC and NTP time server?
Nah.
Victoria.
That wouldn't matter anyway.
Why wouldn't it? If they get their time from NTP.
Yeah, but it isn't going to necessarily tell you the time zone. You'll still have to set that. But, I mean, the good news is you turn it off and you don't have to switch ever again, so it's all good.
No, NTP time servers tell you the local time.
Oh, okay.
They don't tell you UTC, which I think is a mistake, but maybe, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I think we've batted that. What do you think, our three listeners? If we even have three listeners? Time zones. David Eby time. Better than hammer time or worse? I'm rolling.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.